It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, November 27th. I'm Patricia Naft. Traditions are important, but it's also good to know where they come from. Collaborating with CU Boulder, KVNF's Jake Ryan looks at the history of Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving today, and the classic image that comes to mind with the pilgrims sharing the meal with the natives is really only part of the story of how Thanksgiving came to be. Chris Lewis, an American Studies instructor at the University of Colorado Boulder, explains the history behind the holiday.
The major origin of Thanksgiving, the modern Thanksgiving ritual, is Abraham Lincoln's declaration of a day of Thanksgiving during the Civil War in 1863. The object of that day of Thanksgiving was to celebrate Union victories and to pray for the Union troops in the field.
And the often-told story of the Pilgrims and the Indians celebrating and befriending each other is more myth than truth. The two groups tolerated each other out of necessity.
The Wampanoags want to help the Pilgrims, not because of some simple liking of, Christian English Americans, but because they want to make a military and political alliance with them. And they're led by a chief called Massasoit. Now, he allies with the Pilgrims because he's afraid of the growing strength of a competing tribe. And the competing tribe is called the Narragansetts. And the Pilgrims need the help of the Wampanoags because they, in fact, come during the winter time and they barely get their crops in after surviving a difficult winter.
What Lewis finds interesting is that the holiday isn't associated with a civil war that divided the country, but rather an obscure unity between Indians and the New England settlers.
We're not really celebrating the real actors and the real characters. We're celebrating or reenacting a union between Indian and English peoples that we would like to think somehow symbolizes the hope of American society and the hope of freedom and unity in that society.
Thanksgiving is celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November because that is the day Congress declared it in 1941 to be the official day to celebrate Thanksgiving. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Amtrak is back to its normal route. A rock slide earlier this week forced a detour through Wyoming for the Colorado Zephyr. Amtrak spokesman Mark Magliari says that hundreds have been affected by the detour.
Denver, Salt Lake City, and off to California are owned by Union Pacific Railroad, and those tracks have been temporarily closed since late in the weekend. We were informed this afternoon by Union Pacific that they finished making repairs, so we will be able to operate normally in both directions on Thanksgiving Day.
Mark says that the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is their busiest day of the year. Bi-local movements are happening across the country from Richmond to San Francisco. Cities and towns know that getting people to shop in their community means more tax revenue for municipal budgets. The city of Montrose in western Colorado is on the game, too. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports on a city program to get people to shop local.
It's a cold morning in downtown Montrose. The lobby at the visitor center is full of people standing in line, trying to get their hands on Montrose bucks. They're large checks that can only be spent at businesses within city limits. Jennifer Loshaw with the Montrose Office of Business and Tourism explains.
The Montrose Bucks program is a shop local incentive program, and it's really an incentive to keep your dollars local.
Loshaw says when people shop locally, it benefits the community.
The local businesses generate taxes that are utilized in a number of ways throughout the city, from road work to education. Everyone benefits from the tax collection overall.
The Montrose Area Merchants Association ran the program until the city took it over last year. Mary West is at the visitor center purchasing her Montrose bucks. She's here today because the city is offering a deal.
Actually, it's for every 100 and you get an extra 20. So if you spend 200, you'd get 240.
West thinks the deal is a good way to incentivize people to shop in town.
We prefer to shop locally just to help our local businesses, which helps support our tax revenue and our schools. And I think it's wise for every community to try to support their own communities.
Loshaw says about 85% of the businesses in Montrose accept the bucks.
Go through the store, purchase what you need. At the register, you present the checks. The store runs the checks and treats them as cash.
She says the bucks are available year-round, and sometimes Montrose will do a discount on the currency.
We'll do a promotion every holiday, Christmas-ish time, but then the other promotions throughout the year really depend on what's going on with the economy.
The city does lose money when it offers a deal. Montrose will take a $30,000 hit on the current promotion. Loshaw says the city budgets for the discount and sees it as an investment, not a loss.
It benefits in that it's sales tax that is generated that may not have otherwise been generated. So if someone's going to purchase something from a downtown store versus going online at Amazon.com, then that's a win-win for the community.
These are called egg babies, and they're just a little more tame.
Tim Bush co-owns Chowdown, a pet supply store in Montrose. His business accepts Montrose bucks.
I think it's a great incentive for the community. It's you're going to get a lot of people out on the Main Street area and kind of see some more foot traffic. So it gets people to kind of see what Main Street has kind of become and where it's going, all the while, while spending money.
Aside from local sales helping out tax revenue, Bush says it makes for better shopping.
It's tough, but I think a lot of people are actually realizing, too, that with those online stores, you don't get customer service. You're not getting the personalized service that you get when you do come into a store like ours.
Back at the visitor center, Loshaw says the idea of a local currency isn't unique to Montrose.
Yeah, there's, throughout the country, across the state, it is definitely a shop local push and drive.
Other Colorado cities like Grand Junction and Steamboat Springs have similar programs. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
And finally, Thanksgiving is a time for family and warmth, but sometimes it can get a little too warm. Jake Ryan talked with Sean Montgomery, who's with the Grand Junction Fire Department.
I guess with Thanksgiving coming up, one of those things you hear all the time is the dangers of deep frying a turkey. Is that a real danger that you guys encounter in the fire department?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, the NFPA basically said that this is the number one day of home fires, whether it's frying a turkey or, unattended cooking. People get distracted. You're cooking for long periods of time. It's just it's a tough day for home fires.
With Thanksgiving being so busy for fire departments, I guess, across the country, what is Thanksgiving like for a fireman? Do they get to spend it with their families?
We have a tradition, and just like I'm sure many other fire departments around the country, that we set it up just like a meal that we would do with our families at home. But we have families at the fire station as well. And we also obviously run calls in between then. It's a delicate balance of cooking and running calls and, obviously protecting the citizens of Grand Junction.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Up next, Joanna with a sweet sound.